found out recess is healthier than even exercise. It enriches the life of women. They now feel like they have a purpose. They're bigger than themselves because we're all united together.
That's Deborah Granich. I'm Kara Duffy, and this is the Powerful Ladies Podcast. Welcome to the Powerful Ladies Podcast.
I'm delighted to be here and delighted to chat about my organization and things I've done in my life.
So let's jump right in and tell everyone your name, where you are normally and today, and what you are up to.
Okay, my name is Deborah Granich. I'm currently the CEO and one of the owners of the Red Hat Society. And we are, this year, are celebrating our 25th anniversary. Our corporate office that we call Hat Quarters is based in Fullerton, California. However, I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada right now attending a trade show.
I love that. So for everyone who doesn't know what the Red Hat Society is, let's give them the spiel. What is it? How did it start? Why should they be excited about it?
Okay. Well, I usually say in one word, it's recess for women, because mm-hmm. as we get older, we have a tendency to get so busy into doing things, not only for ourselves, but many times for others. And the way society is today, it's as you get older, mom, now babysit my kids, or give back to your community, give back to your political persuasions, and volunteer and do all this mm-hmm. stuff. And you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to me? I want to have fun. And so what we've done, we created an organization where we've given women permission to play. And recess, we found out, is healthier than even exercise. And so we have been studied by a number of universities, by AARP, and what they found is that it enriches the life of women. They now feel like they have a purpose. They're bigger than themselves because we're all united together. And we have, my goal as far as the CEO is, my goal is to change the traditional notions of aging. Mm-hmm. Because just because we're older, we still want to have fun and celebrate life.
It's just a number. Everything still matters in the same capacity.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, here in Southern California, really in the United States, is, you watch television and you watch commercials that are targeted to women approaching 50 and beyond, and mm-hmm. it's wrinkles, how to lose weight, how to get rid of your gray hair, all these things about denying aging. And Red Hat Society is not about denying aging. We're about pro-aging, because guess what? Everybody's going through it. So why not enjoy the ride?
Yeah. You are coming to us today wearing the signature colors of red and purple. Where did those colors come from and what makes them so fun?
Well, they're royal colors, for one, and it started from a poem, Jenny Joseph, called The Warning Poem, and it starts out with, when I'm an old woman, I should wear a red hat with a purple outfit that doesn't suit me. And so that's how it started. What we've done now, it is now powerful colors to let the world know that we exist, we're here, and they know that what we mean and what we represent is positivity and happiness. And, you know, right now with what's going on in this world with wars mm-hmm. and politics and discrimination, we're not that at all. We're mm-hmm. all about and welcoming women and being positive. And my goal is, I hope that the Red Hat Society is an example for others that, I've been interviewed by other newspapers and other publications. And what they've said is, how does Red Hat Society feel about diversity? I go, well, first of all, we're colorblind, and the most important colors are red and purple. Those are the only colors we care about.
Yeah. When you go back to 8-year-old you, would she have imagined that you are the CEO of the Red Hat Society?
Absolutely not. Wanted to be in fashion and, I've always wanted to have a leadership role. I was always the boss of everything, if anything, during, school. And I've always been involved in women's organizations, whether it's mm-hmm. arts or causes or anything. I've always been, you know, an advocate for women.
Mm-hmm. And when you, you know, look at your career journey, what are some key milestones that have prepared you to do the work that you're doing today?
Well, I will tell you that my mother's been my biggest influence. And she's got three girls, and we're all very, very strong. Sometimes we're too strong, but she's just always given the confidence that we can always do something, where mm-hmm. even times I've lost the confidence, she's always told me, you can do it, go out there and mm-hmm. make a difference, and not only make a difference for women, but make a difference for the Hispanic organization as well. So it's yeah. been my duty, my cause, to be the example of women as they age, and even in my with my background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, when people, there's such a craving right now for community and connectedness, and you know, there's epidemics right now of loneliness and that disconnection side. How are organizations like yours just not just changing one person's life, but like whole communities and what's happening within them? And I'll just leave it there. So how is it changing at those big, deep, fundamental levels?
Well, the testimonials that we get from our women is that it has changed their life. You know, when they start Red Hat, they're a little bit nervous. They're a little bit shy. They're not sure they, you know, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Wear these colors? And then they wear their colors. And once they see other women, we give them strength and we give them the confidence. Some of the women's people who run the chapters are called queens. Some of the queens said, I never thought I could run my club. I never thought I could. I never thought I had it in me. And mm-hmm. you know, all about, yes, you can. And we're all about supporting. We're not here to criticize. We're here to uplift, and together we're stronger is the message we mm-hmm. give to our.
Mm-hmm. There are, of course, so many women I'm sure you've met that has been inspiration to you. You mentioned your mother already. How have women changed your life and your trajectory?
A lot of women who probably don't even know who I am, like some of these celebrities and authors and writers have inspired me and told me, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I love reading inspirational quotes. I love having the courage to go and do things that women traditionally do not do. And mm-hmm. in my CEO, I work with a lot of business owners, and you have to work harder as a woman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to be stronger. Prior to working for Red Hat Society, I worked for the Walt Disney Company, and they had selected 20 women to go to Simmons College in Boston. Yep. And we took a mini, we all paid for by the company, and it was a mini MBA course, and it taught us how to break through the glass ceiling. And this was probably 20 years ago, about how you get a place in on the table. And I feel like now, not only do I have to fight because I'm a woman, but I have to fight because I'm an older woman. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they'll go, well, ma'am or miss, or, oh, let me show you. I go, my name is Deborah, and how, you know, here's what I want. And, you know, if one of the quotes I always say is, yes, you can. And if you don't ask, you don't get. And mm-hmm. a lot of people think in the women in the business world, they're a little bit shy. They're a little bit intimidated by some of the men. And you got to realize you're there for a reason. And no one knows what you do more than you do. So mm-hmm. have the confidence to sit at any table and know that you matter.
You know, there's been so many improvements for women around the world and in the U.S. over the past 100 years. And yet we're also seeing some possible regressions in core areas for women in the U.S. as well as abroad. Like, where are you? Are you frustrated about this? Are you still hopeful? Like, what are you called to represent because of seeing how things are changing for women, for the better or for the worse?
I think that we're struggling today. Mm-hmm. I think that things that have been, you know, the big elephant in the room is now being surfaced. But I do mm-hmm. see women having more confidence to address the issues and the racism and the discrimination and the ageism and, you know, all of that. We now mm-hmm. have the confidence to sit there and say, you know what, that wasn't right. I'm going to speak up. Or just having the confidence that they matter. And our slogan at Red Hat Society is Red Hatters Matter. And whenever we talk, we always say, you know, you matter. Go up there and do this. And it's just nice knowing you've got, we have 20,000 women in the Red Hat Society, and we all support each other. We're all there to tell each other, yes, you can.
It matters so much. You know, there's lots of conversation about, you know, if you see it, you can become it. But there's also the who's telling you you can, because I was lucky to grow up in a household where my parents were telling me I can go and do it. But that's not always everyone's situation. And I think as well, you mentioned a little bit earlier how it's so easy for women to fall into just one part of themselves. They're falling into just the mother or just the career, or we get asked to be siloed so often when, you know, we're doing so much all the time. And
yeah,
having a space where you're reminded that you can do whatever you want, you can step into that space. I know that if a woman has a bee in her bonnet and she's going to go fix something, it's going to be handled.
Yes.
There's
yes.
a different level of grit and determination. You know, where does your belief come from so that you can keep doing what you need to do every day? Because I'm sure you have some days that are exhausting and you need that extra boost too.
Yes, I won't deny that life can be stressful, but I always try and wake up in the morning and say something that I'm grateful to myself. Mm-hmm. Try and be as positive as I can. And I try and always look at the glass half full versus half empty. And, you know, even though it's a bad day, but you know what? I got through this. And you know what? Yes, you can. And, you know, I believe that women or men have to be your own biggest advocate. And so, you know, talking to yourselves and saying, you know, yes, you can, and go for it. If it means something to you, go there and make a difference.
Mm-hmm. What are some examples of the fun that you guys have when you're together?
Well, we just got back from Rome, and I brought 120 women, and we went all over Rome and Pompeii. And then what we did is we had a huge New Year's Eve party, celebrating, dancing. And then on New Year's Day, we were with about 5,000 people and walked the Rome parade.
Wow.
And just went there with our Gap colors, and we walked the parade and showed people that, you know, it's not only for high school bands, it's for women 50 and beyond, and really made a big positive impression. They were just excited to see us going all out and about, and we brought screamers, we brought music, we sang while we were walking, and it was just really very positive. I'm trying to work with businesses to tell them, you know what, we buy cars, we buy vacations, we buy tours, we buy, you know, all kinds of fun, exciting things. Start selling them to us. And guess what? We pretty much run the pocketbook at the household. So, you know, they're starting to. And if you think about it, we're 25 years old. 25 years ago, 50 was old. Mm-hmm. 25 years, it was old. Today, 25 years is really young, and it's not so old anymore. And I believe Red Hat Society brought that awareness to a lot of people. And, you know, I've been working a lot with the movie theaters, Sony, Warners, and all of the big ones. And if you think about it, 25 years ago, and you watched movies, and you watched an older woman, she was either the grandmother or she was the maid. And that's it. Today, Helen Mirren's playing heads of state, and you got all these remarkable women doing some amazing things. And I do believe that it's Red Hat Society who opened the eyes. And, you know, oftentimes we get to go to premieres, and I get to meet many of these actors in person, and they always thank you. They go, thank you so much for supporting our movie. Thank you so much. And they said, you know, the crazy thing, the older I get, the better I am in my craft, but Hollywood doesn't. You know, they only, you know, really hard to be out there in the entertainment world as you get older. And we're starting to, it's starting to change. It's not completely where I believe it can be, but it's starting to change.
Well, and, you know, it brings up two things for me. One is that we keep unpacking the limitations that we put on women, and everything from age to what you can or can't do in the workplace, but also, is it okay to be single? Do you have to be married? What about having kids, not having kids? Oh, you're single and you have kids? Well, no one's going to want you anymore. And there's so many barriers that even if someone's not saying them to you directly, they're underlined in the culture. So like you're getting that message, whether someone's saying it directly or not. And when we look at indigenous and native cultures and just the history of where so much wisdom came from, like we're not like, how can we not value somebody who's gone down the path before us and has the ability to see in such a different perspective? Like, why have we decided to devalue and stop listening?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what, you were asking me what we usually do. Each chapter has its own unique personality. So some may like to go out to tea. They'll do tea once a month. Some may like to do synchronized swimming. Some do reading, and they do these different things. And each one has its unique personality. And that's what makes us unique. And we don't have meetings. We don't Robert's Rule of Order. It's not that at all. We do outings because we want to get our members to get going out and about. The other thing is, before, women wouldn't travel alone. They wouldn't even think to travel alone. They would be afraid because if they're a woman, and to even to just go sit at a restaurant, they never had the courage to do it. They always thought they had to have a man or a group of women to do this. And I would tell you, of the 120 women who came with me to Rome, probably 20 of them came by themselves. They wanted to see it. And, you know, we create safe places for our women so they can come to places. And we now women have confidence to get up and travel on their own. They have the confidence to go and have coffee on their own. And, you know, before you'd see a man because he's on a business trip, but now you can go out. I go to the movies by myself. If someone doesn't want to see a movie they don't like it, I'll go to the movies. I don't have a problem even think about it. Unusual.
If you could go back to 30-year-old you, what would you tell her?
Never forget who you are, what you can offer to this world, and make a difference. In anything you do, make a difference. My mom has always said, if you're going to do something, whether you're paid an entry-level salary or you're going to run a company, always do your best. Mm-hmm. Always. Don't dismiss if you have a smaller job than what you dreamed of. Do your best because it'll come back. It'll come back to you in a positive way.
For somebody who is working on building their unique community and their niche, what advice would you give them about creating a lasting community like you have?
Well, set the example and be treat people the way you would want to be treated. Those really very simple rules. And, you know, if you start judging people in a negative way, that's not a positive thing. We really, life's too short. Life is too short to embrace the positive. And, you know, I hope to goodness, Godness, that we make a difference in the lives of people today, because God only knows we need it right now. Mm-hmm. We need it more.
Yeah, we sure do. And, you know, I'll go through periods of, you know, just kind of being bored with the powerful ladies space, because there's so many men I want to talk to and so many other things. And I have to keep reminding myself that I'm lucky to live in a place where this is a regular conversation, and to have created a bubble around me where this is a regular conversation. But that's not the reality for most women in our own country, let alone out, you know, abroad. And, you know, it's a message that we need so many people speaking in their spaces, because it's also not a mono conversation. There's so many ways to step into empowerment. There's so many ways to be a contribution and create community. And the things that I think Powerful Ladies in Red Hat Society share, you know, how do you stay focused on message and just continuing to reinforce the core values without yourself getting bored, because you're also a dynamic, interesting person?
We like to try and just provide as much encouragement, provide quotes, provide testimonials, and just mm-hmm. remind them that they're the ones who create Red Hat. It's not me.
Yeah.
I may have the tools, I may have the platform and the website, but it's really them who are Red Hat Society. Mm-hmm. So I remember what an important role they play in this society. And we're not just a fun club just for women. We're here to make a difference and to change the traditional notions of aging for women, because mm-hmm. we're just not done yet. I have women who in their 60s decide to go back to law school and they went and are now attorneys. I have people who are having such high levels in their companies and owning their own companies, and they didn't think they could do it. And, yep. you know, or who lost their husband and found that they can do different things. Some wanted to jump out of an airplane. One woman at 80 jumped out of an airplane. That's what she wanted to do. And she realized, you know, yes, you can. And yep. it's just keep reminding people to be positive. You know, that you can always find something to complain about, and there's always, you know, something. But if you're that way, no one wants to be around people like that. They want to be around people who are positive. So be the kind mm-hmm. of person you want to be around.
I do think it's so interesting how we're changing the expectation of like what is old in quotes, right? And it's expanding. But at the same time, I think partially due to social media, I feel like there's more pressure on younger people to be achieving greatness, to have their story done. And I love that you brought up women who are going back to law school and starting companies. And like, we're not done until we're done.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have women who are under 50 in our club, and they wear pink and lavender because they haven't earned their colors yet. So, but what we, and I, when I started the Red Hat Society, I was 40. And so these women, these remarkable women became my mentors. When I turned 40, someone gave me a black cake and one foot was inside the cake, and I went, God, how sad. And then when I was part of Red Hat Society, I turned 50, and I just relished, I celebrated being 50. It wasn't a negative.
I didn't realize I wore the right color for you today.
Yes, you did. I'm glad you were launching this podcast, because the word needs to be shared, and we need to have people aware of that there are positive things in this world, and that women can make a difference. And, you know, one of the things I think I've seen as I've gotten older, more women are more apt to support each other now than in the past. Mm-hmm. It used to be very competitive. And now I feel like there's other people who are trying to lift other women up. And I love that.
Well, and for so long, women were told that all the resources that allowed us to have safety and stability were finite and limited. And I just don't believe that at all. Like, there's so much of everything for everyone to have what they need and even what they want. So I'm glad to see that shifting, because women on their own are usually not very competitive. Like, it's a much more collaborative, natural approach. This is coming from someone who is also competitive, but in the wanting to win and play sports and like, why not win if you can, but not in the crabs in a bucket climbing over someone to get there.
One of the things I had at Simmons College 20 years ago was men were raised to be leaders and to know that there's winners and losers. You know, most of the team sports, boys went through that. Girls didn't do the team sports until more recently. And so they learn at a very young age that there's winners, there's mm-hmm. losers, leader. They learn the whole dynamics of what a corporation's like. And so the development for women was a lot harder because we weren't trained that way. And most of our stuff was one-on-one knitting or doing different things on their own. So mm-hmm. I see that. And so, you know, and I have two boys, I didn't have any girls, and I just taught them to respect women, and that there's no feminine toys, there's no masculine toys. I just wanted them to know that they can play with anything that they wanted mm-hmm. and not be judged. And mm-hmm. that's it, just what I think that everybody needs to feel that way and live that way. It would be a better world.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many limitations that we keep trying to put on people, limitations in sorting. And it's just, we know it's not real. We know that when you're talking to somebody one-on-one, all of it's nonsense. Like, you know, there's the leading and seeing people from a love perspective and be able to see what a great person they are, what a great contribution they are, like all the things that they can be. And I just think it's such a shame that there's so many people around the world in power who, honestly, they just really need some hugs at a minimum.
Yes, or timeout.
Yes, probably both. They need a timeout, some hugs, some unlearning. They need to be in a Red Hat Society circle.
Yes.
Because it doesn't have to be such an uphill battle. Mm-mm.
So, you know, and it's important that we remind ourselves about the remarkable things women do and that we celebrate these successes. And so, and that's what we try and do. We do a newsletter once a month, and we're always recognizing somebody who did that one little bit more and who, you know, was cautious about doing something, and they took that courage. And it's, yes, you can. And I just can't tell you how many people have blossomed because of it. This one husband sent me a letter, and he goes, thank you so much. My wife joined Red Hat Society, and she has changed, and I am so in love with her. And he says, and I'll show you how. And he sent me a picture of her. And it was a picture of her all in beige, almost she looked like she was in a black and white photo. And he goes, and look at her now. And she was like, don't take a picture. I'm too old. Don't take a picture. And he goes, and look at her now. And she's like having her hands up and just freak with pride and self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. When you hear the words powerful in ladies, how do you define them? And does their definition change when they're next to each other?
Strength with power, strength, and just confidence, confidence to allow other people to be who they want to be and not intimidate you. So, you know, it's just you have to know who you are and celebrate the people who are around you.
Mm-hmm. We ask everyone who's on the podcast where you put yourself on the powerful lady scale. If 0 is average everyday human and 10 is the most powerful lady you can imagine, where would you put yourself on that scale today and on an average day?
I'd like to say 10 at all times, and 10 as far as for me making a difference and feeling confident to face the day every day. So yeah. I hope to be a positive leader for everyone, from my own family to my company to any women who I interact with.
Mm-hmm. We're at the start of 2024. What are you excited about for yourself and for Red Hat Society this year?
Well, Red Hat Society is going to be doing some new things. We're partnering with some other companies who believe that women are powerful women and need to be recognized. And one of the things, the Medical Society has recognized Red Hat Society as a force for improving the health of women, because and they're also helping us financially to encourage what they're going to be paying for part of their membership if they are Medicare insurances. And why is that? Because if you're healthy, you don't have as many medical bills, not as much medicine. And what having fun and celebrating, and women need to connect with other women. It has been women of our, many women no longer take the medication they used to take. Some were extremely obese, have lost weight. Their blood pressure has come down. They're better. They say, I'm a better me now. And having that, we really are healthy to be part of our society. Mm-hmm.
Is there a chapter or a club in almost everywhere in the U.S., or where can people find like their local chapter?
We're in every state in the United States, and we're in every province in Canada, and we're in about 15 other countries in Europe. So the way you join the Red Hat Society, you become part of the worldwide. And so you communicate and play online or virtually. We have a lot of chapters that are virtual chapters. And so we was like reading or bingo or contest or baking. There's all kinds of things you can do over the phone, like podcasts. Mm-hmm. And so then if you want, then you can put in your zip code and you can see if there's a chapter near you. And if there isn't, then we help them just try and start one. So there are ways, you know, we'll just start mm-hmm. your own. If you can't mm-hmm. find one, start your own.
Well, I think that's such a good reminder too, that what you're looking for, chances are somebody in your street, your block, your neighborhood, your town is also looking for. You know, it's amazing how we don't really know who our neighbors are. And it's a shame because there's incredible people that you could meet for a coffee every day with that could be changing your life and that you could also be a contribution for. So I love the idea of encouraging people to create their own club if yeah. it's not around them.
We walk them through it. And, you know, I work for the Walt Disney Company, and I often compare it a lot to Disney. You know, when you walk through the Golden Gates at the Disneyland Resort, and as soon as you walk in, if you're 2 years old or 102 years old, you forget about your problems. You forget mm-hmm. about things. You're there to celebrate. Well, I think mm-hmm. when you put your hat on, it's like, okay, I got all my bills. I did this, and I'm getting, okay, I got to go to my red hat. All of a sudden, that hat gives you that permission to play and just put aside some of the day-to-day challenges that we have to deal with.
Which leads me to my next question, which is how many red hats do you own?
Oh, I often give away my hats. If there's someone who needs a hat or someone who's just joined, I'm constantly sharing my hats. Although I did just get Las Vegas.
I love that one. And for everyone who's listening and can't see, it's a like fascinator. It's like perfect. It really speaks, I think, to your personality and energy as no other hat could. So good choice.
Thank you.
And then, you know, when you're not being CEO, how are you taking care of yourself? And like, what does the rest of your day and week look like?
Well, I do believe in living a healthy life. So I try and eat well, and I try and exercise and get at least 10,000 steps a day. And I do belong to some gyms. And I have two adult sons that I am dedicating my life to. And I'm happily married to a man. We're celebrating our 45th anniversary.
Congratulations. So,
this year, what I always like to do, my favorite thing to do is doing something I've never done before, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a, you know, going to a new museum, going to some place that I've never done. And even my husband and I today, what we'll do is go, let's pretend we're tourists, and we'll go, we live in Los Angeles, and we'll go and pretend we're tourists, and we'll go see sites that as a tourist. And it's really a lot of fun.
That's one of the best things my mother taught me. We moved a lot growing up, and she was so good at creating field trips and being tourists in your own backyard. We would know more about a place that we lived in for a year or two than people who'd lived there forever did. And there's so many things you can do. I also love doing new things. So yeah. I'm right on board with you about the new restaurant, the new museum, it doesn't have to be a new city. There's so much that you can do in your own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I recently volunteered at a theater. So I can't sing or dance or act. So now I can give back and I volunteer. And it's so much, I'm having so much fun being part of the theater.
I love that. You know, we've also been asking everyone, what do you need? How can we help you? What are you trying to manifest? Powerful Ladies is a big global community. And I really believe you never know who has that next key for the door you're trying to open. So what do you want? How can we help? What do you need?
Well, what I would love is for you to learn more about the Red Hat Society. And if you want to learn more, you can go to redhatsociety.com. We have members, and we also have partners, and we also have advertisers. So if you're reaching out to women approaching 50 and beyond, want them and them to know about your business, and it has a little bit of fun in it, because I'm not going to sell funeral homes, or I'm not going to sell caskets. I'm only going to sell things that have a fun element to them, or a healthy mm-hmm. element. So if you're interested in partnering with me, please reach out to me, and you can contact me at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A at redhatsociety.com. If you need help and you want to a mentor, or you want to chat with me, please feel free to contact me. I'm all about women supporting women. So if there's a cause needs attention, just contact me.
Well, it has been such an honor to talk to you today. I know how busy you are. You're currently in Vegas. So thank you for taking time to share your wisdom and knowledge with us. You know, it's so inspiring to me to see women who have been creating communities for, you know, 25 years, and that it does grow and it is working and it does make an impact. And even now to have the research where people are realizing the value of your community for individuals, but for the bigger collective, it's really inspiring. So thank you for reminding me why we're doing this and to keep going, and that there's so much room to keep being an inspiration and support for the people who need it.
Well, I applaud you too. So thank you for keeping it going.
All the links to connect with Deborah and the Red Hat Society are in our show notes at thepowerfulladies.com. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening, and please leave a rating and review. Come join us on Instagram at powerfulladies and at Kara_Duffy. And you can also connect directly with me at karaduffy.com. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, I hope you're taking on being powerful in your life. Go be awesome and up to something you love.